Because on the when we are spending eternity with our Lord, we will be singing His praises in many languages. And you were singing in Chinese. I was singing in English. Songs that our Hispanic brothers and sisters would sing in Spanish. And our students at Lincoln who come from various places in the world would sing in their own language. That's a taste of heaven. And in fact, that's a reminder of what happened on the day of Pentecost, where people who spoke different languages understood each other because we were giving praise and honor to Jesus. Last night, we talked,
Translate that?
Yes, please. Okay. Go right ahead. You go ahead and translate.
刚才这个牧师讲到说，我们刚才在敬拜的时候，就让他想到将来在天上，因为会有很多的基督徒来自各族各方各民各国，用不同的语言，所以或许有人用中文，有人用英文，有人用西班牙文，但是我们都在歌颂和赞美同一位主。
Okay.
所以这个 video
got the video yeah, huh? Maybe I'll go over here. That's why we do four sessions. By the time we get to number four, we've got it figured out.
这是为什么我们要有四堂的信息，就让我们有四次的机会能够把它弄对。
Okay.Yes, we will go without PowerPoint, like many centuries of the church have done before us.
我们今天或许没有这个电子的这些器件的，早年的基督徒都是这样。
Last night we introduced the idea of winning back their thinking.
昨天晚上我们一起看了一个专题，就是说我们怎么样把我们的心意赢回。
Those were Paul's words in 2 Corinthians, reminding us that from the beginning of time we have been in a battle.
那使徒保罗的那个话就告诉我们说，从最一开始，人类一开始的时候，我们就在一场的征战当中。
From the very beginning, Satan has attempted to get God's people to divide their allegiance to God and to themselves.
从一开始的时候，撒旦就在引诱所有属神的子民，把我们的忠诚分成两部分，有部分归给神，另一部分放在别的上面。
And he's very subtle in his ways of doing this, so subtle that many times we don't realize it.
他在这么样操作的时候，非常的狡猾到一种程度，我们很多的时候。
But when we come to Jesus Christ, He becomes Lord of everything.
但是当我们成为主耶稣基督的子民的时候，他应该成为我们生命的各个方面的主。
And we understand everything belongs to Him.
那我们相信说每一件事情都属于他。
And that's what we're going to pick up on today, giving God all of our thinking, giving God all of our hearts.
那今天就是我们所要谈论的这一点，就是把我们的思想、我们的理念、我们的心都交给神。
There are many lessons in the history of the church that would be helpful to the growing Chinese church.
那我们在看这个教会的历史跟文化的时候，我们发觉说很多的有经验教训可以来学习。
Because many of the issues that the Chinese Christians are facing today, Western Christians have faced before too.
那就像我们今天我们看到中国教会所面临的许多的问题跟需要的时候，在西方的教会他们也面临了相同的问题和需要。
And the church that grew up in the East also faced these questions as well.
那在这个东方的各样的基督教会面临同样的挑战和问题。
There are many lessons from the Western Church that you don't want to imitate.
那所以说中国教会应该注意到说很多西方教会所存在的现象跟问题，我们不应该来学习。
And one of the biggest issues you do not want to follow is dividing the head from the heart.
其中一个非常重要的教训我们要注意的就是我们不能够把我们的心和我们的头脑把它分开。
The ancient Chinese as well as the ancient Hebrews always looked at people as whole beings, one beings.
那很多的时候这个希伯来的文化和中国的文化其实有一个非常相类似的地方，就是把人是当作一个整体来看。
The ancient Chinese belief is closer to the belief of the Old Testament.
那其实你看中国古文化的时候所带出来的理念跟这个希伯来文化有很多相似的地方。
When I spent some time with your friend Jin Zhu, Jin used a word ecology to talk about this wholeness.
我跟我一个朋友住建在一起谈到这个的时候，他就是用了一个ecology 给翻成人类学，是不是
？Yeah. Things were. Yeah.
生态学。Okay.
Good. Okay. And he talked about the Christian faith being an ecology.
他特别的讲到说，我们可以从生态学的角度来这样所的体会来看人。
Where you do not divide things up, but you bring them together.
那你不是把人要分成几个部分，而是要把它总合起来。
But in the history of the Western Church picked up a dichotomy between the emotions and the intellect.
但是在西方教会这些年发展下来之后，我们却把人分成两部分，把人的思想理念和人的情感把它分开。
And for nearly 2,000 years, we have wrestled with how one's intellect and how one's emotions fit together.
那在过去的整个2000年的基督教的发展当中，我们一直在这个问题上挣扎，就是人的情感跟人的理念、理智是怎么样结合的。
And there are some Christians who emphasize the head, there are some who emphasize the heart.
那有一些基督徒他们强调人的思想跟理念，那有些人强调情感。
But this is not a biblical distinction.
但是其实这样的人为的分开并不是圣经中所告诉我们的道理。
When we use the term biblical worldview, oftentimes people think of the head.
那我们有些时候当我们用了世界观这样的词的时候，我们常常第一个的反应就是讲到我们的理智。
But when the Bible lays out the concept of worldview, it is looking at the whole person.
但是圣经中讲到世界观的这个词的时候，它讲到是把人作为一个整体来看的。
Your emotions and your intellect are connected.
你的情感和你的理智是联合起来的。
In fact, the Bible's own word for worldview is the word heart.
那圣经中我们在看世界观这个词真正的原意的词的时候，就实际上跟我们中文翻译成的心是一致的。
Again, many Westerners think of the heart as being emotions.
在西方的文化里面，我们用心这个词的时候，更多的是指情感。
But not so the writers of the Old Testament.
但是你看旧约圣经的作者，他们用心这个词的时候，他们原意并不是这个意思。
And not so our Lord Jesus Christ.
也不是耶稣他本人用这个词所表达的意思。
Let me cite a couple Old Testament passages.
我想给大家引用一些旧约的圣经。
Psalm 14:1, Fools say in their hearts, there is no God, they are corrupt, their deeds are vile, there is no one who does good. Psalm 14:1.
诗篇14篇第一节里面讲到说，愚顽的人心里说没有神，他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的事，没有一个人行善。
The writer does not mean they're fools because they don't have good intellects.
这里面讲到愚顽的人的时候，说他们愚蠢，并不是说他们没有理智，不能思考。
But they are fools because they do not see things correctly with God being in the center of things.
他这里面描述他们成为愚顽的人，是因为他们心中没有神，不知道说神是我们的中心。
And if God is not in the center of life, then their values, their work, their relationships will follow suit.
那当神不是在我们生活的中心的时候，我们的价值观、我们的言语跟行为就会偏差。
We could very well translate the word heart worldview.
所以我们其实很多的时候，我们应当把世界观这个词跟我们中文的心是把它对等起来。
The fool says in his worldview there is no God.
或许第十四诗篇十四篇第一节，我们也可以把它翻译成说，愚顽的人按照他们的世界观，他们在心里说没有神。
And as he thinks, so he lives.
那就像我们知道说我们是怎么想的，我们就去怎么做了。
Let me give you another quotation, this time from the book of Jeremiah.
我再给大家另外一个例子，在耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9.
耶利米书十七章第九节。
Listen to the words of the prophet. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Verse 10, the Lord search the heart and examine the mind.To reward everyone according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve.
耶利米书十七章第九节第十节，你们这样说：人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？我耶和华是鉴察人心、试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他做事的结果报应他。
And in verse 10, when Jeremiah talks about the heart and the mind, that is a redundancy, that is a repetition of the same idea.
在第十节里面，这里面中文把它翻译说人心和肺腑，那它的英文是用了 heart, 就是心和肺mind, 就是我们的所谓的理智这个部分。所以说人心和肺腑在这里面作者用了，这虽然用两个词，但是在强调同一个意思。
And so he is emphasizing the oneness of human beings.
所以在这里面他也侧面的强调了人的整体，包括人的情感和理智。
Put it this way, if one has a very shallow understanding of God, one will live a very shallow life.
用另一句话来讲说，如果我们对神的认知是非常肤浅的话，那我们在神里面的生活也成为肤浅。
When one has a deeper understanding of God, then that person should live a more obedient and holy life.
那当我们对神的认知是非常的深刻的时候，那我们在神里面的生活应该是更顺服神，而且是更荣耀神的生活。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark and hear the words of our Lord Jesus.
那我们一起来看马可福音，我们看耶稣，我们的主耶稣讲什么。
I am going to read Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 30.
马可福音第十二章第三十八节到三十节。
One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating, noticing that Jesus had given a good answer. He asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" The most important one, answered Jesus, is this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this."
在马可福音第十二章二十八节到三十一节里面讲说，有一个文士来，听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就问耶稣，问他说，诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听，主我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
If you read Jesus' words, you will notice that they come from Deuteronomy 6:4.
当你仔细读耶稣这段话的时候，你就注意到它是从《生命记》第六章第四节里面出来的。
But you will notice that he has inserted a word that is not found in Deuteronomy 6:4.
但是你同时又注意到，耶稣在引用旧约《生命记》第六章第四节这个经文的时候，他又放进了一个新的词。
Deuteronomy 6:4, actually verse 5 says, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your strength.
在生命记第六章第四到第五节里面讲到说，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
In Jesus' version of the great commandment, which the Jews call the Shema, Hear, O Israel, Jesus adds the word mind.
所以在在马可福音，在耶稣在引用这段圣经的时候，我就是我们后人现在所称的大诫命里面，他加进了一个词，就是要静mind， 就是静意。
Do you have any idea why he would do this？
那我们一起来思考一下，耶稣为什么加了这个词呢？
As the church is moving into a Greek or Hellenistic culture, they believe that the mind and the heart are two different things.
那在当时耶稣的时代，是一个希腊文化的时代，在那个时代里面，他们在教导人说，人的理智跟情感是分开的。
They would think that loving the Lord your God with all your heart simply means your emotions.
那那个时候他们在讲说，我们要尽心尽性的爱神，就是我们把我们的情感都来压，用我们的情感来爱神。
And Greek culture was full of religions that showed their love for their gods by emotions.
那在当时的文化，特别是希腊文化里面，的确有很多很多这样的一个的宣传，就是如何用你的情感来爱当时希腊文化里面各种各样的神。
But not their intellect or thinking.
但是呢，却不要把他们的理性归在神底下。
So Jesus has to make explicit something that Hebrews and ancient Chinese would know.
所以在这里，虽然从希伯来文化或者是说从中国文化里面很早就理解了这一点，但是耶稣在这里特别用了这个词来强调要敬意了爱神。
That the heart is our thinking, our feeling, our values, our actions.
所以当我们用心中文用心这个词的时候是包括我们的理智，包括我们的思考，包括我们的言语和行为。
And yet the history of the Western Church shows that we have had a very hard time pulling these together.
但是我们看过去2000年西方教会的历史的发展，基督教教会历史的发展的时候，我们一直在这两个观念上也搞不清楚。
That's why Chinese Christians bring a blessing to the history of Christianity because you understand heart correctly.
那这是为什么说我们认为中国的基督徒对整个基督教带来一个祝福，就是我们能够把心这样的词能够全面的来理解。
We are talking about discipleship this weekend.
那这个礼拜我们其中一个很希望强调的就是我们如何来训练门徒。
When we first become believers, we are like little children. We tend to imitate our leaders.
应该翻译成做主门徒。OK， 那我们当我们刚信主时候，我们其中有一个常常愿意做的就是去效法更成熟的基督徒。
We watch those who are older Christians and we imitate their behavior.
那我们就看一些比较老年的基督徒或者信主多年的基督徒，我们就效法他们的行为。
But as you grow in Jesus, you go beyond imitation.
但是当我们在主里面越来越成长的时候，我们就不再仅仅是用效法的方式来学习成长。
When you're adults, you don't simply imitate people; you learn to think on your own.
那特别是就像我们当人成熟以后，我们不再是完全的去做通过效法来生活。而是又开始我们有我们独立的思想。
And when you learn to think on your own, you learn to ask questions.
当你开始独立的思考的时候，你就会开始问很多的问题。
Children oftentimes just go by how they feel.
那很多时候小孩子操作的时候是完全凭着感觉。
But adults will ask, why do we feel this way? Why should we believe these things?
那成人往往会开始问一些问题，说我们为什么会有这样的感觉？我们为什么要相信这些事情？
And asking good questions is part of loving God with all your heart.
那其实圣经中告诉我们说，我们提出一些很好的问题来，是我们爱神的很重要的一部分。
With all your mind, strength, and soul.
所以耶稣在讲说，你们要尽心、尽性、尽意。
When we talk about a biblical worldview, we're not talking about simply imitating easy steps.
所以当我们讲到这个圣经世界观的时候，我们绝不是仅仅是在讲说我们效法某些东西，特别是比较容易理解的东西。
We are talking about being adults and asking very hard questions.
那我们在这里面特别是指到说我们要在主里面成熟，而且要问出一些非常深刻的问题。
We are asking the question, how should we think the thoughts of God after him?
那其中一个很重要的方面就是说我们的思想里面怎么样是拥有神的思想跟思考。
And this is hard discipleship.
那这个才是我们做主门徒的一个的中心。
That's what's involved in Jesus' version of the Great Commandment.
所以在耶稣重新在重申这个最大的诫命的时候，他把这些方面都放进去了。
In fact, if you read farther in this passage, there is a man who replies to Jesus and says, "What you have said is very good."
那我们如果在马可福音十二章第三十二节里面继续看下去说，那个文士就回对耶稣回应说，夫子说神是一位，实在不错。
This man says to love him with your heart and your mind and your strength and your neighbor as yourself is more important than all the Old Testament sacrifices.
而且他紧接着说，并且尽心、尽志、尽力爱他，又爱人如己，就比一切燔祭和各样祭祀好得多。
Jesus commends this man because he is beginning to understand what loving the Lord your God with all your heart means.
那耶稣很赞许这个人的回答，因为他看到说这个人开始明白什么叫做尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
This man is realizing that following God is not simply just doing things, but it's asking about our motives and asking about the reasons why.
那从这个人的回答，耶稣想表达的意思就是说，我们在跟随神的时候，不仅仅只是说我们要做一些事情，就像这经节里面讲说献祭一样，而是说我们在问说我们的动机是什么，我们的思想意念是什么。
In our text, Jesus' answer gives us some insight into what the heart looks like.
那从耶稣这个大诫命的这个的表达，给我们一个很重要的一个启示跟思考，就是说，当圣经中用这个心这个词的时候，它到底包括了哪些方面？
Again, understand that I am using the word heart and worldview synonymously.
在这里我特别请大家再给大家强调，就是说我用心这个词跟和用这个圣经世界观这个词，这两个意思是同一个。
I am using it as the ancient Hebrew or ancient Chinese would use the term.
那我们用这个心这个词跟这个古希伯来文化和中国文化是非常类似的。
So the heart for God or a worldview involves how we think.
所以当我们讲到用心这个词的时候，或者用圣经世界观这个词的时候，都是在包括我们怎么样的思考。
The Bible tells us a great story, doesn't it?
圣经我们读有时候读起来的时候实在是讲了一个好像是讲了一些非常让人引人入胜的故事。
It is a story that begins with God and his creation, the fall, and his redemption in Jesus.
这个故事你绕在我们这个故事中我们看到说神起初的创造然后看到人的堕落和神的救赎。
It is a story that each one of us can own for ourselves.
那其实这样的一个故事每一个人都在经历。
When we think about God, we think in terms of this great story.
那我们当我们想到神的时候，我们就想到了这个圣经所启示的这个故事。
We ask about everything in life. How did God create or intend for this to be?
所以很多的时候，我们在生活中遇到各种各样的情形的时候，我们有时候会产生这样的问题：神是如何创造？神为什么要这么样做？
Then we ask, how does sin corrupt this?
那我们也会下面也可以问这样的问题，说那罪怎么样的使得神的创造堕落？
Thirdly, how does Jesus restore it back to its created purpose?
啊，第三点呢，我们看到说耶稣是怎么样的重新恢复神当初创造的心意。
And then we look at the end of the Bible when all things are made new and perfect.
那我们在整个圣经的结尾，在启示录里面，我们看到万物都成为新的了。
When we go through difficult times in our lives, this story is quite important, isn't it?
那在我们的生活中，特别是当我们遇到挑战和难处的时候，我们的整个的这个思考的程序和观念，就像我们刚才所描述的这样一个程序，对于我们怎么样来理解我们所面临的挑战是非常重要的。
When there is sickness or even death, many people blame God for that.
比方说我们在生活中如果遇到疾病或者是死亡，我们常常责备神。
But to think in terms of the biblical story makes us realize God did not create evil.
但是当我们回到刚才我们所描述的整个这圣经所告诉我们的故事的时候，我们才发觉说神并没有创造罪恶。
But suffering and evil came as a result of sin and the fall.
那罪和因罪而承受痛苦，是因为堕落的原因。
And Jesus died and was raised to conquer that.
所以耶稣基督才为我们的罪死在了十字架上，而且死后复活，以至于他能够战胜这些罪恶和死亡。
And we know at the end there will be no pain or suffering or death.
就像启示录最后所启示我们一样，在将来没有痛苦和眼泪和悲伤。
And this story gives me power to live my everyday life.
整个这样的思考就给我带来能力以至于让我能够面对每天生活中的挑战。
And prevents me from making decisions that are not very helpful.
那这样也来帮助我防止做一些的决定，其实对我没有任何的帮助的决定。
It prevents me from being greedy and trying to accumulate things in this life.
比方说，这个就防备我不要去过贪婪，而且在为这个世上积很多的财宝。
But it reminds me, the story reminds me that all that I've been given has been given for me to steward for the purpose of God.
所以这样的一个的世界观也告诉我说，我要神所赐予我的一切是为了能够更好的来建造神的国。
This story reminds me that from beginning to the middle to the end, my life revolves around the one true God.
所以那这样的世界观也告诉我们说，不管是从起初到中间到结束，我的整个的生命都围绕着神在运转。
And even when he does not seem to be present, it reminds me he is still working.
那即使有些时候我们感觉到神似乎离我们很远，或者甚至不存在，但是这样的观念告诉我们说，他一直是在工作的。
It reminds me, even in times of suffering, he may be working to grow me up and mature me.
那即使有些时候当我处在痛苦当中的时候，这样的世界观也会告诉我说，神要借着这样的机会来让我更在主里面更成熟。
Now, as I said, developing a worldview is learning to ask good questions.
那我们回到刚才我们所讲的发展一个圣经的世界观里面，其中很重要的一个环节就是能够问很好的问题。
And on the handout we gave you, there are some questions about how we think.
那我们手中应该都有一个发下来的一个单张，那里面有一个是讲到如果大家手里还没有拿到的话，可以拿一下，就是那里面有两页纸，正反两面，那里面有一系列的问题。
Loving God with all your heart is learning to ask good, hard, practical questions.
所以我们 用心来爱神，其中一个非常重要的关键就是能够问出一个问出很好的问题来。
The first question I ask is, when you make important decisions about your life and family, how do you connect this decision to your life story? Where does your life story begin and end?
那大家我们一起来看第一大类问题，就是说世界观里面包括的就是我们的思维方式。那这里面有几个小问题，第一个小问题就讲到说，当您在你的家生活和家庭里面做重大决定的时候，做这个决定的过程是否与您如何看待你的人生故事是有关的，是否与神如何看待您的人生故事是有关的，或者您认为你的人生的起点和终点是什么。
My seminary and university students would say, you are asking us a trick question.
那我在神学院的学生们看到这样的问题，就是说你在用一个这个故事里面满了陷阱。
Because, of course, many of us would say, my story begins when I was born.
那很多人会说，那我的人生的故事的开始是我出生的时候。
But you're a Christian who sees God at the center of your story.
但是当我们是从基督徒的角度来看的时候，我们就知道说神是我们人生故事的中心。
And our story doesn't begin just when we were born. It begins at the beginning of the Bible.
那其实我们人生这，我们每一个人生的故事并不是我们出生的时候的开始，而是神起初创造天地就开始了。
I am here because I fit in God's larger story.
所以我们的出生其中一个很重要的原因是我们是符合神的整体的计划中的一部分的。
God creates the heavens and the earth and then makes man and woman to take care of his creation.
圣经中讲到说神创造天和地，也造男造女来管理这个创造。
And when sin enters the world, God sends Jesus so that he can recover the purpose that he made us for.
当罪进入世界之后，神差遣耶稣基督让耶稣基督的救赎能够恢复他的创造。
So to look at things through a biblical worldview or to have a heart for God is to see your story as much larger than just your story.
所以当我们用圣经世界观来看我们每一个人的人生的时候，我们所看我们的人生一定要大于我们的出生。
I am part of God's story that began with creation.
所以我们每一个人的生命和生活都是整个神一个总体计划中的一部分。
I have been created to serve and worship God with my entire being.
我之所以出生，我之所以被造，是神要赋予我这样的一个的使命，来管理神的自然。
And in Jesus Christ, I have been reclaimed for that purpose.
而且我的这个的目的，因着主耶稣基督的救赎又被恢复了。
And to declare God's purpose around the world.
而且把神这样一个终极的心意在世界中传扬出来。
That's what makes a Christian worldview different than a secular worldview.
这就是圣经世界观里面与世俗的世界观里面一个很大的不同。
Or the worldview of other religions that have stories, but it's always about people in that tribe or nation or religion.
那或许在别的一些宗教里面，他们也会提出一些的想法出来，但是比较多的情形，他们是关于某个具体的部落，某个具体的民族。
Our story starts at the beginning of the Bible.
但是基督教世界观里面是从整个创世的开始。
Let me just ask you this question. When do you meet Jesus for the first time in the Bible?
那我想问大家一个问题，你是在 When do you meet Jesus?
When do you meet Jesus? When's the first time you meet Jesus in the Bible?
就是你是在圣经中，你是在哪里第一次看到耶稣的？
This is also a bit of a trick question.
这也是一个有陷阱的问题。
Most people would say the Gospel of Matthew.
那很多人会回答说，我是从马太福音里面知道耶稣的。
That's not where Jesus says we meet him.
那但是耶稣却回答说，这个其实不是你第一次见到我。
He's quoting the book of Deuteronomy and says, "Love the Lord your God," and he believes loving the Lord is loving him.
那在刚才我们读到马可福音里面，耶稣在引用旧约生命记里面讲说，你们要尽心尽意爱主你的神的时候，他是说你要爱我。
So where do you really meet Jesus? for the first time in the Bible.
所以在圣经中你是在哪里第一次看到耶稣呢？
The story of Jesus begins in Genesis chapter 1.
那关于耶稣的描述其实在创世纪第一章就有了。
Now we don't see him very clearly yet.
但是我们读旧约的时候或许我们觉得看得还不清楚。
That's why the Bible is God's progressive revelation.
所以我们看圣经的时候我们就明白说神是逐渐的把真理启示给我们。
Kind of like going to the eye doctor and having your lenses become more clear and clear.
打个比方你近视的时候你找眼科医生给你配眼镜他一个一个的调到一个最清楚的眼镜。
And you finally see things as you should see them.
终于你到后来你看到的事情是比较是真实的事情。
So when we get to the Gospels, we see God in the clearest way possible.
所以到了新约圣经的时候我们再来看关于神的时候我们就看得更清楚了。
So when we talk about thinking the great story of life, the great story of life begins where the Bible begins.
所以当我们讲到思考到我们每一个的人生的时候，那你的生命的故事的时候，其实你的开始就是创造天地的开始。
And that's how we understand our role in life as well.
所以我们必须把我们的人生放在这个大的架构里面来思考。
The second question, where does God fit in your life story? In the beginning, middle, or the end? The answer is all of these, hopefully.
这里面第二个问题我们问到说，你认为神是在您的人生中哪一个时候介入你的生命的？是起初、是中间还是终点？那我希望大家的回答是包括你的整个的人生。
The Christian worldview sees God where other worldviews see other things.
那很多的时候我们像别的宗教或者观念告诉你说神是不怎么介入的，或者是只在某些时候介入的。但是圣经中告诉我们说神是从起初到终结都是介入的。
And that brings the third question I raise here related to this. How has the size of your world changed since you've become a Christian believer?
那第三个问题我这里面在问大家说，成为基督徒以后，你的世界是变大了还是变小了？
Before I was a believer, I thought only about myself.
那在我成为基督徒以前，我几乎只是想我自己。
My world was my family, those people I went to school with and worked with, things I was interested in. My world was very small.
那个时候我想的只是我的家庭，我喜欢做的事，然后我愿意接触的人，所以我的世界其实是很小的。
That is how many people in our world operate.
其实我们看我们当今的世界，许多人就是这么样在操作的。
But when I became a Christian, my world became huge.
但是当我成为基督徒以后，我发觉我的世界变得非常的大。
Because my story became incorporated into God's story.
原因很简单，是因为我的整个人生的故事跟神的整个宏伟的计划接上了。
I am not Chinese, obviously.
我不是一个中国人。
But when I became a Christian, I became part of the Chinese.
那当我成为一个基督徒之后，我发觉我跟中国人就接起来了。
My family comes from Eastern Europe.
那我家的上几代是从东欧过来。
And many of them believed that they were better than other groups of people.
那当时东欧的人，他们相信说，他们这个种族比世界上很多别的种族都好。
We talk about racism or ethnocentrism in our cultures.
那我们那个时候讲到其实带有很多种族的主义或者是种族优越思想。
When I became a Christian, I see all peoples as God's creatures and creation.
但是当我成为基督徒之后，我的想法就改变了。我发觉所有的种族都是神的创造。
And I cannot think of my world without thinking of the Chinese world.
所以我在思考我的人生和我的世界的时候，我不可能不再去思考中国人。
This is loving God with all your heart.
这就是一个爱神用全心全意爱你的神的时候所带出来 来的一个结果。
This is what it means to think the thoughts after of God after Him.
这也是一个具体的体现，说当我们说我们要以神的思想为思想的表现。
This is why the Apostle Paul says, "Win back their thinking."
这也就是保罗使徒保罗里面讲说，我们要把人的所有的心思意念夺回。
Because before I'm a Christian, my thinking is that small.
那因为在我还不是基督徒的时候，我的思考实在是非常的有限。
When I become a Christian, I see a world as big as the Bible.
那我当我成为基督徒之后，我所看到的世界就是神所创造的整体的世界。
Now, this takes a lot of hard work to develop this way of thinking.
但是这样的一个思想的架构的建立是需要非常努力的去建立的。
It's not so easy to simply imitate people.
那这个实在是不是一个简单的想想或者是稍微做一点而已。
But it means every day we're asking, how big is your world, Lord?
这实际上需要我们几乎每一天都问这样的问题，主啊，你到底你所赐给我的世界有多大？
And how do I faithfully serve you in your mission?
我当如何的忠心的在你所赐给我的这样的使命里面来服侍？
God's mission began with the creation of the world.
神的使命开始的时候是创造。
With the creation of human beings that are the mother and father of us all.
创造了亚当和夏娃成为我们整个人类的始祖。
And ends with people of every tribe and tongue and nation singing God's praises.
最终结束的时候是所有地上的各族各民各方都来归荣耀赞美于主。
And this is the kind of life story I need to keep before me.
所以我们也需要常常把这样的人生的故事放在我们的理念当中。
Having the heart for God, secondly, is about having God's values.
第二大方面，我想跟大家交流的就是基督徒世界观里面就是我们的价值系统。
When we love God with all our heart, and remember that means everything about us, we value what God values.
当我们尽心尽意爱神的时候，那我们就发觉说，神所看重的也是我们所看重的。
Our world tells us that the things that are important are power, prestige, possessions, our appearance.
那这个世界告诉我们说，什么是好的呢？就是名声，我们所拥有的，我们的权利。
The Bible tells us what's important is that we are faithful.
那圣经中所告诉我们的说，最重要的是我们对神是的忠心。
And that certainly means that we should be concerned about educating ourselves well.
所以这两个的不同就告诉我们一个很重要的道理，就是说我们要好好的注意如何教导我们自己。
The Chinese people value a good education.
比方说讲到教育的时候，那我们讲到中国文化是非常注重教育。
But not education for education's sake, education to be a good servant of God.
但是我们也要小心，就是说我们讲到教育非常重要的时候，我们想到这个教育的目的是为了让我们成为神的更好的仆人。
We will talk a little bit more about this tonight.
那我们今天晚上会更多的来提到这一点。
But if we love the Lord with all our heart, we value the things that God values.
所以再次的表达就是说，我们爱神的话呢，那神所看重的也是当我们所看重的。
And we see this most clearly demonstrated in the life and ministry of Jesus.
那耶稣基督就给我们做出了一个很好的榜样。
Keep in mind, Jesus is not a prophet who comes only 2,000 years ago.
那我希望大家注意，耶稣不仅仅是一个好像2000年以前就来了一个的先知。
Jesus is God who creates this universe.
那就像圣经中告诉我们，耶稣基督也是创造的神。
And who comes to earth to fully demonstrate what God is like.
只是在2000年前到世上来，充满满的来体现神的大能和荣耀。
And redeem a broken creation.
来救赎我们。
And when we look at the ministry of Jesus, what would you say his values are?
当时我们看到耶稣的整个的事工的时候，我们就会问出这样的问题：他的价值系统是什么
？You may talk back on this one. What do you see that Jesus values?
我希望大家能够在底下也自由的能够发言，能够回答就是关于这个问题，就是耶稣，你认为这个福音书记载的耶稣的价值系统是包括什么
？Anybody？
有没有任何人 ？Yes。
Truth.
He values the Jews.
Truth.
Truth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And
yeah.
Sons.
Yes.
Mercy
very,
and
truth. Mercy. Very good. Those are the things that matter, right?
And beauty.
God created a beautiful world, but Jesus doesn't just value beauty like Hollywood stars. Love. Is a value. In fact, he says, "Love your neighbor." Here, doesn't he?
然后另外这个弟兄讲的是爱。
Yes, when we look at the ministry of Jesus, we see what our values really should be, and we also see how we go astray. Yes. He sees beauty that we oftentimes don't see.
那昌宇讲到说，我们讲到美的时候，不仅只是说是，比方说外面的自然景观，很美。那同时也应该有一个很好的一个正确的审美观，能够看到我们周围的美丽。
Jesus sees beauty in children, doesn't he?
就像圣经中记载说，耶稣从小孩子身上看到美。
That was not the custom of his culture.
在当时的文化里面，其实是非常不注重孩子的。
Children were considered to be nothing in his society.
在当时的社会跟文化里面，小孩子是没有任何价值。
And if you go to the Middle East, that is still very much the case.
即使在当今的中东的文化社会里面，很多对小孩子还是非常的鄙视的。
In fact, the way Jesus treats children sets the course for how the church will treat children later on.
那其实你去看基督教的历史的话，你发觉说，因为圣经中记载耶稣是那样的带小孩子的，直接影响到了在这个教会当中是我们如何看待孩子。
Yes, to see beauty is much deeper than just simply looking at the skin.
所以能够看到我们周遭的能够有眼光来识别我们周遭的美丽，远远比说看到某个东西感觉美丽要更深刻。
Other things that Jesus values.
有没有别的大家从圣经的从耶稣的生平里面看到说他的价值系统包括哪些 帮助我们认识如何更亲近神。
Being close to God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's relationship with God is the most important thing. In fact, even more important than our relationship to family.
的确，你去看耶稣的生平的时候，你发觉说，在他的人生里面，他最注重的就是他跟父神的关系。很多时候，我们明白说，我们与神的关系，甚至比我们与家人的关系更重要。
Now, family is very important, but.Love of God is our priority that organizes the other.
那我们不是说我们跟家人的关系不重要，的确我们跟家人关系非常的重要，但是爱神是帮助我们能够把与家人关系建造好，而且成为我们与家人关系好关系的基础。
What are the things that people value in our culture?
Go ahead, there's not a brother.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yes, very good.Human.
So he speaks that he said Jesus values human the most.
Yeah.
Human beings the most. So that's why he came to earth to save
us. Yes.
Yeah.
and how he treats human beings regardless of their social status.
这就像圣经中里面记载耶稣说，不管他所遇到的人是什么样的社会地位，什么样的情形，他都对他们满了爱和尊重。
This is what distinguished Christianity from other religions in the early years.
在这个实实在在，你去看早年耶稣那个时代，当时世上的不同的宗教的时候，基督教的确是非常独特的，是这样的尊重人。
Paul tells us there is no Jew nor Greek, no male nor female, no rich or poor, no slave or free in Christ.
使徒保罗在圣经里面讲说，他说不管在基督里面，就没有这种犹太人、希腊人的外邦人的分别，男人女人的分别，贫穷的和富足的区别，自主的为奴的区别。
Now why would he say that？
他为什么要这么样的强调呢？
Because our story begins back in creation, doesn't it?
是因为每个人的人生的开始都是在神的创造起初的创造开始。
And we all come from the same parents.
我们都是从同一个祖先下来。
And every human being is created as the image of God.
每一个人都是按照神的形象被造的。
And that's what Jesus shows us in his ministry and in his relationships.
所以耶稣在地上的生活就把神的这样的真理就充分地体现出来了。
So the loving God with all our heart is about what we value.
所以我们要用全心全意来爱神的时候，有第二个非常重要的就是关于到我们的价值系统。
And it forces us to ask very personal questions. Do I value power, prestige, honor, or do I value the things that Jesus values?
所以这里面有些时候变得非常的尖锐，就是说我们人生到底注重什么？是权力？是名声？是金钱？还是说我们去注重神所注重的？
And I would like to say, imitate me.
很多的时候，我有时候很期望说，我能够跟别人讲说，来效法我。
But sometimes I must admit that as an academic, I want the applause of my peers.
那其实我发觉说，在我自己的生活里面，作为一个学者，在学术界工作，我非常看重周围人对我的鼓掌。
And that's why we need each other to hold us ourselves accountable to the Lord.
这是为什么说我们需要彼此弟兄姐妹来彼此的督促，彼此的监督。
That's why I asked in letter C, do we seek human applause or God's?
这是为什么说在我可能这边写掉了一项有些时候我们会问我们自己说，我们到底是更看重周围人对我的赞许呢，还是神对我的赞许？
But let me move on to a third area that Jesus lifts out in loving God with all our hearts.
第三个方面，我们在讲到这全心全意的爱神的方面，就是如何我们就是如何看待工作。
He talks about loving God, or quotes Deuteronomy, you love God with your might and strength.
耶稣在引用《生命记》里面讲到说，你们要用尽心、尽意、尽力。
This is about work.
在这里面就讲到说，我们要努力的工作。
We were created to work. Do you understand that?
我想再次的提醒大家，我们被造是为了工作的。
They say Chinese people understand that better than most.
那很多时候我们知道说，华人特别注重干活。
But we were created and placed in the garden to work.
那我们用伊甸园，这个园这个词也是表达说，我们这个园子里面是要干活的。
Being lazy takes away from our humanity.
那懒惰实在是对人性的一个违背。
But when Jesus talks about loving God with all our might and strength, he's asking us to think about why we work and how we work.
那耶稣在这里面用到说我们尽力来爱主的时候，他想表达的一个意思就是说，我们应该怎么样来看待我们的工作。
He is reminding us that our work is done to honor God.
他在这里面特别的提醒我们说，我们的工作是为了来荣耀神。
I was talking to your pastor this morning about his work in science is honoring God.
今天早上我们在一起交通的时候、我们谈到说我们的工作是为了荣耀神。
Your work raising children honors God.
那我们、在抚育儿女的这样的工作也是为了荣耀神。
Your studies in high school honor God.
我们 在高中做学生也是为了荣耀神。
Most people do not think about these things.
那很多的人、在我们的生活里面其实我们不是这么思考的。
They just go to work.To get money and go home.
那我们去上班就是为了 拿钱然后回家。
But I've asked a question, would you work, even if you did not need money?
那、我这里面第一个问题里面提到说，如果你已经有足够的钱了，而且不需要更多的收入，你还会继续上班吗？
And hopefully the answer is yes. That's what we were created for.
我希望大家的回答是、是的，因为我们被造就是为了、工作。
But our world basically is telling you that you work only as hard as what you get paid for.
但是我们的社会的价值、文化的价值却告诉我们说，你工作的努力的程度要看说你赚取了多少来。
And you and I both know people like that.
你我或许都认识不少的人是这么样在操作的。
We work because it honors God.
那圣经中告诉我们说，我们工作是因为我们为了荣耀神。
And this also raises some issues on how we relate to the people we work for and with.
同样、当我们思考如何看待工作的时候、也会带出另外一个方面的问题，就是我们跟我们周围的同事是怎么样的相交。
The Apostle Paul reminds us that as we work for our human boss, we work for the Lord.
保罗在、在圣经中告诉我们说，当我们在为地上的老板、干活的时候，我们也是同时也在服侍天上的神。
This reminds us that work and worship go together.
这也向我们提醒说，我们的工作和敬拜神两个是紧密相关联的。
Because the quality of our work is really declaring what we think about our Lord.
那我们工作的质量实际上、是在表明我们对神的态度。
The fourth、area that Jesus brings up about loving God with our hearts is about relationships.
第四大方面我们讲到全心爱神里面所带出来的就是我们如何处理人际关系。
Because if we truly love God, if we truly have a biblical worldview, we love our neighbor.
那因为我们知道说我们如果真正的爱神，我们真正的拥有、圣经的世界观的时候，我们就会去爱我们的邻舍。
This sends us again back to the book of Genesis.
这样的一个观点的来源，再一次的是从这个、创世纪里面出来的。
It reminds us that when human beings sinned against God, they suffered broken relationships with each other.
我们在创世纪里面看到说，当人犯罪之后，他们彼此之间就为敌为仇。
And when Jesus brings us back to God,He brings us back to each other.
那、圣经中讲到说，耶稣基督救赎我们每一个人的时候，同时也要救赎我们人与人之间的关系。
So love of neighbor is not optional for God's people.
所以、爱人如己这样的一个的、教导，不是一个可有可无的教导。
But you know the story of the Good Samaritan, don't you?
或许大家都很熟悉好撒玛利亚人这个故事。
The question that brings that parable is, who is neighbor?
那这个耶稣讲了这个故事最后的结尾，问出一个问题来，谁是我的邻舍？
And people without a biblical worldview will say, neighbors are people I like.
那如果你没有一个圣经的世界观的时候，你就说是我所喜欢的人就是我的邻舍。
They are people that are good to me and reward me.
这些人对我很好，而且、愿意帮助我。
It's easy to love neighbors like that.
那的确，像这样的人的话，你很容易去爱他。
But who is our neighbor if we look at things through God's eyes?
但是圣经中从神的眼光来看，谁是我们的邻舍呢？
That takes us back to the story of creation again.
这又把我们带到了、创造的故事。
And the answer is all human beings.
那我们的答案是说所有的人。
That doesn't mean that we simply say that everybody is okay.
那这里面不是在表达说我们每一个人都不错。
Jesus has some very hard words to people in his ministry.
我们去看耶稣在地上的服事的时候，你发觉说有些时候用一个非常严厉的话在说一些人。
Jesus tells a Samaritan woman that her life is immoral and her doctrine is wrong.
那比方说在约翰福音里面记载，耶稣跟一个撒玛利亚的妇人在井边的时候，他就非常清楚的指出来你的生活是不道德的，然后你的关于神的观念是错的。
But he treats her like a valued human being.
但是在表达这些言语的时候，他非常的尊重他。
And we can boldly challenge people and still love them.
所以我们在日常生活里面，我们可以去勇敢的去有不同的意见，能够去挑战我们周围的观念，但是我们必须要尊重对方。
That reminds us of our lesson last night.
这个也提醒到我们昨天晚上所讲的内容。
Because Satan would like for us to speak truth and hatred.
那撒旦他想引诱我们在讲真理的时候是在愤怒和仇恨当中来把真理讲出来。
But Jesus reminds us we speak truth and love.
但是圣经中却教导我们说我们要在爱中来说诚实话讲真理。
And my neighbor is all around me.
所以说我们周围的所有的人都是我们的邻舍。
My neighbor is in the United States and in China.
那我的邻舍不仅在美国也在中国。
My neighbor is in China and Africa and Latin America.
我们的邻舍在中国，在非洲，在南美洲。
My neighbor is in Haiti and Chile.
在海地，在智利。
And did we not see Christians respond to those earthquakes in a very powerful way?
那最近这两个的地震，你可以看到说很多的基督徒非常努力的在回应当地的需要。
It's too bad that it often takes disasters to make us neighbors again.
那很多的时候很多时候想到这样的事情，其实也很不幸，就是说需要通过一些灾难才能够把人的这样的爱带出来。
But this is what it means to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
所以当我们重新来思考什么叫做全心全意的爱主你的神的时候，实在是包括这四大方面。
This is what a biblical worldview is about.
这就是我们在讲基督教的世界观真正的含义。
Looking at these four areas of our life daily and asking hard questions.
我们常常的看这四大领域，而且常常的问出一些非常严肃重要的问题出来。
How do we think?
我们是如何思考的？
What do we value?
我们的价值系统是什么？
How do we work?
我们如何看待工作？
And how do we relate?
我们彼此之间如何处理人际关系？
We can point to examples around us of people who do this well.
那有些时候我们会看到我们周围的有些人在这几个方面做得很好。
But the best example is God himself, the Lord Jesus, in the Gospels.
那最好的例子就是耶稣基督记载在福音书的生平。
And this keeps each of us growing.
这个帮助我们每一个人不断的成长。
As I have noted, oftentimes discussions of biblical worldview seem very abstract.
那就像我跟大家提醒到的，就很多的时候我们想到世界观的讨论的时候，我们发觉说它似乎是一个很抽象的问题。
It sounds like it's just having the right philosophy of life.
那很多时候我们觉得说这样的讨论似乎是一种哲学性的讨论，关于如何从人生哲理的问题。
But it's far deeper than that. It's a matter of the heart.
但其实远远比那个更深刻，是牵扯到人心的问题。
It involves the intellect, it involves the emotions, it involves our values and our actions.
那世界观包括人的理智，包括人的情感，包括我们的价值系统。
Jesus has to spell things out a little more clearer in his quotation of the Great Commandment.
所以至于说耶稣在引用生命记第六章里面讲到这个大诫命的时候，他特地的加进了这个新的词， 为了意识更清楚。
Because unlike the ancient Hebrews and ancient Chinese, the Greeks did not understand that people are whole.
所以因为当时的文化，希腊文化并没有像当年的希伯来和中国文化一样，真正理解了心是什么意思。
They did not understand that the eyes are the window of the soul.
因为他们没有理解，就是说人的眼睛是人心灵的窗户。
And so Jesus reminds us that to love God is to love Him with every part of our being, our minds, our emotions, our values, our actions.
那我再次的强调，圣经中所讲到的心的时候，是包括人的整体。
Unfortunately, the Western Church has never really got this very well.
非常不幸的就是整个西方的教会这两千年来在这一点上一直并没有真正的学会。
And it has tended to divide the head from the heart.
我们一直常常操作的就是把我们的理智和情感把它分开。
And for many Christians, they believe that the intellect has nothing to do with worship of Jesus.
那对很多基督徒来说，我们在敬拜神、追求神的过程里面，理智是并不重要。
But the Bible and Jesus clearly make it very clear that they do.
但是圣经说清楚地告诉我们说，它的确非常的重要。
So today, I hope we have had a practical lesson in what worldview is.
今天我希望我们在一起有了一个非常实用的一个的讨论，来明白基督教世界观到底是什么。
Biblical worldview is God's involves God's people always asking, "How do I fit in God's great story?"
那总体来说，基督教世界观一个非常重要的一个体现，就是说我们常常问出这样的问题来：我的人生，我所遇到的这件事情，跟神整体的计划和创造是有什么关系
？And asking hard questions, "What would Jesus do? What would Jesus want me to do?" In this situation,
很多时候也问出一些非常严肃的问题，就是耶稣在我这样的情形会如何来操作？耶稣他希望我如何来操作
？This takes serious study of the Bible.
这个需要非常严谨的来理解圣经。
This sends us to our knees in prayer for wisdom.
因着这样的一个追求，我们也在神面前虔诚的来祷告，来寻求神的智慧。
This brings us together as we seek counsel from each other.
这也能够把我们带到一起，我们彼此的劝慰，彼此的询问，彼此的寻求指导。
And it also sends us back into the history of the church to see how our brothers and sisters handled these issues before.
那同时也让我们有一个谦卑的心来研究整个教会的历史，看在过去这几千年里面，属神的子民是怎么样在思考这些问题，在回应这些问题。
Sometimes they handle things well, and sometimes not so well.
有些的时候，在历代的教会和信徒里面，他们在处理这些问题上面做的还不错，那有些时候做的也不太好。
This is what Christian education is all about.
这个就是我们常常讲的，如何在基督里面来受教育、来成长。
This is what discipleship is all about.
这也是意味着如何来做主门徒。
And this is what the Apostle Paul means when he says we offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
这个就是保罗在讲说我们把身体献上当作活祭的一个真诚的含义。
Not being conformed by the world's worldview.
不要效法这个世界，不要被这个世界的世界观所左右。
But by the renewal of our minds and our hearts.
但是却是要心意更新而变化。
I pray that one day we will get to the point when we simply say heart.And we know what that means.
那我的一个很重要的祷告就是说，我们希望每一个基督徒都能够有这样的装备和认知，以至于说，有一天当我们用“心”这个词的时候，我们就明白说它的全面的含义。
Until we reach that perfect final day, let's encourage and teach one another.
但是在我们在达到那个目标之前，让我们彼此的鼓励，彼此的激励，一起来学习。
And remind us to continually turn our eyes upon Jesus.
那也提醒我们要常常的定睛仰望耶稣。
That sounds like a song is about ready to come.
那我们一起来唱这首回应。
Can I have the worship team come forward and let's stand and sing? Turn our eyes upon Jesus, because that's how a Christian sees the world.
我们一起来大家可以一起来站立，我们一起来唱这首诗歌。当转眼仰望耶稣。
当转眼要